found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program, on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Muzak for the Observant. I'll be your host this week. My name's Andy Resto. Thank you all for listening. We're going to start things off nice and easy. Derek Rogers is from Austin, Texas. Apparently, the weirdo area of Texas. Who knows? I've never been. Has just come out with a new LP called Physical Ascension, and this is the title track. It's out on Holodeck Records, which is also based in Austin. Very good record label. It's Derek Rogers here to kick things off on Muzak for The Observant.
Thank you. Foresight need I? I know the world holds many worlds. Pearls hang down in necklaces. Islands come round in archipelago. All my life from one light bulb.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge. You're off a nice field.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This program is called Muzak for the Observant. It's on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we've kept things somewhat mellow until the end there with Dirty Spells, as things got a little bit, it was as if there were horses racing or something like that across a field, a medieval field. Knights battling, got lances, there are mandolins and other such things, banners being flown, flags waving. Anyhow, Dirty Spells, Causeway Cannibal was the song. Before I get into Dirty Spells, going to mention that before that, a couple of songs that I played are from a new compilation put out by CJSW, our friends in Calgary, our radio friends in Calgary, have their yearly live sessions compilation has just come out. It's called Level Up, and as usual, it is terrific. CJSW has a terrific live band set up. This is a three-disc set. There are 49 tracks on it, and a ton of absolutely great artists on it from Canada and elsewhere. And we heard a couple of selections from that compilation. It's all on a SoundCloud page if you want to look it up online. It's called Level Up Live Sessions Compilation 2015, CJSW. Or they do have a vinyl release that I'm sure you can find if you go and check out their website. What we heard was Ardo Lindsay. Ardo Lindsay, of many different projects, many different disciplines. However, originally known for his role as the leader of the great no wave band from New York, DNA. Illuminated was the song, Ardo Lindsay. They're even getting classic, slightly legendary figures over there at CJSW. And then before that was Skin Tone. Skin Tone's a group from Montreal. And similar kind of bizarre horns and wacky freakouts, I guess, from Skin Tone, based out of Montreal. And again, that's a live recording of a song called Rosa Acicularis. I can't say it. Acicularis by Skin Tone. And we open things up with A Physical Ascension, the title track from Derek Rogers' new LP out of Austin, Texas, on the Holodeck record label. Holodeck is a very good label based out of Austin, Texas, that has some Canadian artists, notably Marie Davidson out of Montreal, and good ambient drone music, kind of dark electronics, things of that nature. Dirty Spells, whom I mentioned was the last song that we heard before the brief break, is playing here in Vancouver. Well, they're from Vancouver, and they're playing here tomorrow night at the Hindenburg. It's a big time show. Dirty Spells are going to be joined by Invasives, Hole in My Head, a band called 42, who I'm not very familiar with. Another return of Twin Crystals, who I'll get to in a second. And the headliner of tomorrow night's show is going to be War Baby, who are also on the cover of this month's Discorder magazine. Shindig Champions 2 years ago. They are releasing a new LP called Death Sweats, and the show tomorrow night at the Hindenburg is a release party. I believe it's a tour kickoff for War Baby as well. So Dirty Spells will be one of the many openers on a stacked bill tomorrow night. As I said, Twin Crystals, another group that is going to be playing tomorrow. This is Jesse Taylor and I believe Jeremiah Hayward's in the group. A group that was active around, I don't know, I'd say 2005 to 2007 or so here in Vancouver, and still occasionally gets together and play. Of course, they're both onto new projects nowadays, but they'll be playing tomorrow night. And I've got a track from Twin Crystals called Trinity, which was released on a compilation called Emergency Room, an old underground arts venue here in Vancouver. We're going to hear Twin Crystals, who are playing tomorrow night, and then we'll get into some Buzz Records artists afterwards. You're listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back. When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our risk. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
It's fall, which means the return of pumpkins. But not just pumpkin spice, actual pumpkins. On October 24th, from 3 to 6, come join Langara College business students at Southlands Heritage Farms in South Vancouver for pumpkin art for animals. All proceeds for this pumpkin painting fundraiser will go towards the BCSPCA. So come on down to support the animals, paint a pumpkin, do some activities, and eat some snacks. Admission is by donation with a minimum donation of $10 per person.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Still tune in to CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for The Observant. And in the background right now, and also what we heard before the respite, is Shopping, a trio out of the UK who have released their new record, Why Choose, on Fat Cat Records just last week or so. Consumer Complaints, their first one, was re-released in North America earlier this year, although I think it came out in 2014, and it's made some waves. They're really a throwback. They've got a throwback sound, but somehow it is incredibly genuine and something I haven't heard in a long, long time. And it's really, they're quite a gem of a group. Why Choose is very good, as is their last release, Consumer Complaints. We heard the song 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which closes the record. Before that, I had a couple of related bands sonically, and in the fact that they are both from Toronto and both are on Buzz Records, and that's Dilly Dally and The Beverleys. I played back to back. The Beverleys just released their new record, Brutal, and I played the song called Hoodwinked. Dilly Dally have a very good new album called Soar. It's actually featured got onto all of our radars by being on Pitchfork, the Taste Makers Pitchfork. Gave it a good review. Got like a 8 point something, which is pretty solid. Anyhow, opening track's called Desire, and that's what I played. Main reason I played Dilly Dally is because next Tuesday afternoon, October 27th at 2 p.m. Dilly Dally is stopping by the studio and are going to play some songs for us here live at CITR. It's going to be loud and it's going to be disruptive, I'm sure. But that's a good thing. It'll be at the tail end of Shine On, which is a show every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. hosted by Shay. She'll probably stick around to host. If not, we'll have a menagerie of hosts, probably including myself. Anyhow, tune in next Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m. to catch Dilly Dally live in studio. And then they're also playing here in Vancouver that night at, I want to say, the Imperial, but I'm not positive. And to open that set was Twin Crystals, who are playing tomorrow night as part of that War Baby LP release at the Hindenburg, which is going to be a solid show. Dirty Spells, Invasives, Hole in My Head, and 42 are all of the other bands on the bill. Okie dokie. More punk rock. We've got some sweaty, greasy stoner rock coming up. Firstly, from Spray Paint, another group from Austin, Texas. I don't know how this has happened, but this is now the third, well, at least the third or fourth mention of Austin, Texas that I've made. Although I was talking earlier about a record label from there called Holodeck. This is not on Holodeck. This just happens to be a band that is from Austin, Texas called Spray Paint. And they just released an album called Dopers. And I'm going to play a song called Signal Master. After that is Dune Rats, a trio from Australia. It's kind of loser stoner rock. The song is called Dalai Lama Big Banana Marijuana. So you kind of get an idea of where they're coming from. Sitting, probably playing video games or something in their room, and then skateboarding. And, I don't know, spitting on the sidewalk or something. Anyhow, they're here in Vancouver on Saturday. And so we're going to hear some Dune Rats. And they're playing with Brass and MOSFET, if I remember correctly. So that's coming up next. Stay tuned. This is Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Betrayers out of Edmonton, Alberta, with some modern day 60s garage rock, acid garage rock. Lots of yazz in there. New 7-inch split that they put out on Yo Ma Records, along with the Lad Mags, and their contribution is called Tombstone Salesman. Possibly a Halloween, an addition to your Halloween playlist. Who knows? Before that was the Dune Rats, who are going to be here on Saturday in town, playing alongside Brass and MOSFET. They're a trio from Melbourne, Australia. And their self-titled record is out on Dine Alone here in North America. And that song is the opening track called Dalai Lama, Big Banana, Marijuana. Okie dokie. You've been listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. I wanted to mention one more time, make sure to tune in next Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m. to CITR to hear a live set from Dilly Dally coming from Toronto. And next week on this show, more than likely than not, I'll play a rebroadcast of that performance, of the recording from that performance. I also want to mention that Mesa Luna stopped by on Tuesday to play a set on Discord Radio this last Tuesday, and they were quite good. I was going to play some selections from that performance, but we were not able to get up the audio in time. So when that's ready, next week I might do a little mix of both Mesa Luna and some cuts from the Dilly Dally set. Anyhow, thank you all for listening. To close things off, I'm going to hear some Zulus, a band called Zulus from New Jersey. A lot of times when I'm choosing my last song, I have to have something that's kind of wraps things up, that puts it into a box and says, that's what this week was about. Or it trails you off into something that makes sense. I don't have any such track this week, so we're just going to hear a burner from Zulus called Revolver 3 off of their new record 2. It'd be interesting to find out how many bands have used the title 2, and not the character 2, but the Roman numeral 2 as an album title. You'd come up with a lot, I'm telling you that. Zulus are one of the latest to do it. Coming up next is Marco with Astro Talk. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM all the time. We'll be right back.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi. It's your time.
Yeah. I'm here talking to
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R. Okay, again.
Hello!